श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 11 वर्स 46 किरीटिनं गदिनं चक्रहस्त मेच्छामि त्वां द्रष्टुमहं तथैव तेनैव रूपेण चतुर्भुजेन सहस्रबाहो भवविश्वमूर्ते I wish to see you as before, crowned holding a mace and a discus in two of your hands, in your former state only, having four arms, O thousand-armed, O universal manifestation. Comment. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam michami tvam drashtumaham tathaiva. Arjuna desired to see the Lord crowned, holding a mace and a discus. That is the Lord's four-armed divine form. By using the term tathaiva, Arjuna means to say that when he expressed his wish to see his cosmic form, he revealed that form to him. So now he wants to see his four-armed divine form, only which he saw in his cosmic form. Te naiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava visva murte. The term eva has been used for the negation of cosmic form, mentioned in the 15th and the 17th verses. The expression tena chaturbhujena rupena for the four-armed form and the term bhava for be or appear. In the previous verse, the term tadeva, and in this verse, the term tathaiva and tanaiva indicate that Arjuna was very much terrified of the cosmic form and he uttered the term eva three times to express his desire to have a vision of his four-armed form only. Arjuna did not want to see the four-armed form in the cosmic form. Arjuna addresses the Lord as Sahasrabaho, a thousand-armed, to pray him to withdraw that cosmic form and become only four-armed, while the vocative Vishwamurte, universal form, indicates that Arjuna wanted the Lord to withdraw his cosmic form and become a four-armed Vishnu. Appendix. Though in this verse there is mention of a mace and a discus which the Lord holds, but because here it has been mentioned that he is four-armed, so in the other two arms he is holding a conch and a lotus. It should be understood. End of chapter 11, verse 46. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.